Iran's President Mohammad Khatami was re-elected 2 weeks ago, thanks in large part to young voters. More than two-thirds of Iran's people are under 30. Many of them support Khatami's efforts to ease Islamic restrictions, and they're eager for change. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Tehran.
After the recent elections, 21-year-old Amir Kazani decorated his white motorcycle with pink carnations and posters of the president and joined in street celebrations. But his expectations of Khatami's next 4 years are nothing if not pragmatic. He'll bring more freedom, Kazani says, but not too much freedom. We don't want anarchy. Kazani is well aware of the checks that hardline conservatives hold over Iran's presidency. He's equally aware of the daunting challenges Khatami faces in reducing Iran's crippling unemployment and diversifying its oil-based economy. Kazani is studying mechanical engineering, but is certain he won't find a job after graduation. Yet he's hopeful Khatami will lay the groundwork for meaningful economic reform.
To have such a reform, it takes time, maybe for our kids. Maybe it doesn't fit to our life, but for our children.
Amazingly, such a view is not uncommon in Iran, but it is far from universal. On weekends, droves of young people migrate to the dusty foothills of the Alborz Mountains, north of Tehran. They come for the cooler air, the hot tea at trailside cafes, and the somewhat freer atmosphere. For whatever reason, the dreaded morals police don't intervene here as couples flirt and hold hands. This mingling of the sexes is a hallmark of Khatami's tenure, but one 26-year-old engineer, who gives his name only as Siavash, echoes a creeping cynicism. He points out that Iran's presidential election was not completely free and fair. The people didn't choose the candidates, he says. Clerical rulers did. The powerful Guardian Council vetted some 800 presidential hopefuls, allowing only 10 to stand. Many young Iranians said they voted for Khatami for lack of a better choice. Siavash didn't vote at all. Khatami seduced the people, he says, but he didn't actually do much for them. Siavash acknowledges there's been some change, but says the push came from the people. Khatami was just in the right place at the right time. Siavash then cut short the conversation. He's noticed a man who's been listening in and has made a call on his cell phone. Political analyst Sia Maknamazi says President Khatami is the victim of overblown expectations, demands never imagined when he was first elected 4 years ago.
We never expected Iran to turn into a Western democracy by any stretch of the imagination.
Khatami, perhaps pointedly, made no campaign promises. In fact, he sorrowfully admitted that a powerful conservative opposition is successfully blocking his plans to forge the rule of law and a civil society. The ongoing struggle between the two is evident everywhere. Carrying a takeout meal from the trendy Star Burger restaurant, 20-year-old Nassim Afshar raves about the social freedoms President Khatami has fostered, and she's a walking example of them. Her veil is precariously far back on her head. She wears blue jeans and an overcoat daringly above her knees. Her finger and toenails are painted iridescent purple. All would have been cause for arrest not so long ago. Her friend Farsad is equally appreciative.
If it wasn't for Mr. Khatami, then we couldn't even come here and stay in this restaurant and be free in the evening and at the holiday time.
Yet inside the crowded Star Burger, the owner refuses to speak about the flirting and socializing that goes on here. He's worried that conservative vigilantes will seek retribution. The conservatives' relentless challenges to Khatami have sobered Iran's reformers. The euphoria of the past few years is gone. Political analyst Hadi Samati says many now support a moderate pace of change, aware of the dangers of going too fast.
The danger of going too fast could pretty much undermine the process. I mean, it could create instability. It could create backlash from the conservative side, and because the reality and the fact of the matter is that they are part of this political spectrum, and they're a real strong part of it, both numerically and institutionally speaking.
Ironically, Samadi says Iran's middle-aged generation, those who launched the turbulent Islamic revolution 2 decades ago, are the most ardent supporters of cautious, slow reform now. They are urging the restless younger generation to continue being patient. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Tehran.